It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Farid. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll learn about a state grant program that's bringing high-tech manufacturing tools into public schools.
First, there's been a substantial increase in the number of heroin-related deaths throughout Wisconsin in recent years, but there has been a considerable spike in Milwaukee County.
Between 2012 and 2015, 888 people died in Milwaukee County due to heroin or opioid-related overdoses. A new initiative announced this week will bring together various departments and organizations in Milwaukee to address and hopefully reduce the problem.
Michael Murphy is the alderman for Milwaukee's 10th District, and he joins us now to talk about new resolutions to reduce the incidence of heroin-related deaths in Milwaukee. Alderman Murphy, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thanks for having me on your program.
Well, first of all, how big of a problem has heroin become in Milwaukee County?
Well, it's huge, to put it mildly. When you think that we have lost 888 people in the last 3 years, that's more than nearly triple the number of homicides, certainly more than double the number of automobile accidents. And since 2005, it's been a 500% increase. So opiates and heroin are becoming one of the leading causes of deaths in our community. And it strikes all different groups. Most people probably don't realize that the average age of somebody dying in Milwaukee County is a 43-year-old white male. Over 60% of the opiate and heroin deaths are generally to people of Caucasian, about 30% African-American, a smaller portion in Latino. And it is a shocking number, and one in which I believe we should be looking at this issue as a public health epidemic. And that's why I solicited and worked to receive a grant from the Milwaukee Medical College.
Now, the problem in Milwaukee isn't unique to Milwaukee or even to Wisconsin. It's something that's happening nationwide. But looking at Milwaukee, what do you see changing there to cause this spike in numbers?
Well, I think it's very similar to the national numbers. But what we've seen and evidence has supported that is that we had for many, many years people that were receiving illegal narcotic, oxycodone. And as a result of more pressure on physicians and medical establishments to limit the individuals receiving that drug, people have a very difficult time getting it. And as a result, oxycodone on the streets of Milwaukee, like major cities around the country, is much more expensive than heroin. And heroin has gone down in price. And people have moved to heroin. And so we have a lot of people who are from all walks of profession now using heroin. And we find it's driving a lot of the crime in our city. And we see a lot of suburbanites from not only the outer ring of Milwaukee, but from all parts of the state coming into the Milwaukee area to buy their heroin, and they're driving a lot of crime. And as a result, we need to do a better job than how we've been focusing our efforts mainly on a law enforcement aspect on this issue. We're never going to arrest our way out of this situation. It has to be a much more of a collective approach, viewing this as a public health risk.
And speaking of collective approach, you're reaching out and having this partnership with the Milwaukee Medical College. What would that partnership look like?
Well, the medical college has awarded me $50,000, and I put in $50,000 in our city budget, and I'm hopeful going to be raising another $50,000 in private money. We're hiring an epidemiologist. The report that I had published a few months ago, I worked with the medical examiner in Milwaukee County, Brian Peterson, and asked him to give me the data, and we sorted it and did a demographic study, and we looked for patterns of what are those patterns can tell us and teach us as to whether or not we can use that data to make better informed decisions. I'm a big believer in letting data drive our policy decisions, so having an epidemiologist and having the research capability of the medical college to look at this issue. So they're doing a collective review of all the research in the country for best practices. That's a short-term goal, and then look at whether or not we should be implementing some of those best practices here in Milwaukee. Little things in the data that I couldn't dive into that were very concerning. We see a substantial increase in benzos, anti-anxiety drugs, being found in the toxicology reports of people who have been dying. Why is that occurring? We see a bit of a plateau in those last year in heroin deaths. Is that because of Narcan being used and made more readily available in the community? Fentanyl, which is a drug that's 100 times more powerful than morphine, and from 2011 through the 2012 through the end of the last year, we had a total of 30 cases of fentanyl being one of the leading causes of deaths in the toxicology reports. Just in the last 3 months, it's now 60. So, what is going on? And how is that drug getting into our city and then distributed? What fentanyl is such a deadly drug. Why is that occurring? What strategies we should learn from that and how law enforcement but also public health providers should be aware of. So there's a lot of data, but how to use it wisely and having epidemiologists help us guide us and the police department on how we use those resources, I think is critical.
So you mentioned looking at best practices. Are there cities that or areas of the country that have been particularly effective at getting a handle on heroin deaths?
Well, I think there is some lessons to be learned. So for one thing, we already implemented was we put in drop-off boxes at all our police district stations for people to take their prescription medicines. We know entryway into heroin really is through legal prescriptions, but a lot of young people get it through the medicine cabinet, either through their parents or more likely from their grandparents. And so if we can get those medicines out of the medicine cabinets and into a proper location is really important. One of my colleagues, Alderman Jim Bull, has done great work on this issue, and I'm working collaboratively with him. We're going to have a program, one of the first in the country, where CVS Pharmacy is going to work with us to have envelopes be provided to Alderman to take to Black Watch meetings, to where we can go and distribute these. It was very sealed envelopes where people can empty their medicines and just mail them back to the police department, where then they will be properly disposed of. That, I think, is some of the things we're looking for best practices around the country, and perhaps we'll be one of the leaders in that.
We're talking with Michael Murphy right now, Alderman for Milwaukee's 10th District, and he's talking with us about a new proposed partnership, some money being pooled there for the city of Milwaukee to use a database approach to combat heroin-related deaths in the city. And I know one area that you're looking at is focusing on families and friends of people who may be developing heroin addictions. Why are you targeting those people?
Well, I have met with so many moms and fathers who have lost children, and I think there's just such a huge sense of frustration, sometimes a lot of shame, and they don't know where to go and turn to. And so I think trying to disseminate and provide those resources out to those individuals to provide that support. I've heard from parents who end up blaming themselves. They feel they weren't enough tough love. They weren't doing enough. You know, in many cases, a lot of these individuals got hooked on these drugs through going to the doctor. And so I think people, we need to reach out to them and share with them other resources to allow them to have the ability to make different decisions. You know, the only silver lining in this whole issue on the opiate addiction that I can tell you is, you know, and I wasn't really around for it so much, but in the 80s, you know, the crack epidemic was horrific on the African-American community, and the solution back then was simply to lock everybody up and throw away the key. I mean, the only saving grace and the only silver lining now is just people have a better understanding, and perhaps it's also attributed to the fact that this is affecting a lot of the white middle-class community, and then the attitude is, well, let's look at potential options of treatment and prevention. So that's the only silver lining I see of this whole debate, but those are some of the things that I'm focusing on.
And Alderman Murphy, just very briefly, when does this partnership go into effect, when you start taking action and looking at data?
Yesterday. So the money was approved. The medical college has already hired two individuals. I'm hopeful to raise additional private money. The one thing, I wish we could do more, but the reality is, you know, the state of Wisconsin, this is a shocking statistic. We're one of the last states in the country for the amount of money we put into public health. I think Mississippi beats us now. So we're either 49 or 50. So I can't rely on the state of Wisconsin for any help on this. So we have to look at building better partners with the people in our region. So I'm working with private foundation, work with the medical college, the city of Milwaukee is putting money into this. And we have to recognize we have to do better than what we're currently doing in this state and in this city.
Alderman Murphy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on the program.
Michael Murphy is the alderman from Milwaukee's 10th District, and he was with us there to talk about new proposed actions that the city of Milwaukee will be taking to curb heroin-related deaths.
Coming up, learn how state grants are putting more 3D printers, mini mills, and other fabrication equipment in schools. That's coming up on Central Time.